Blog Talk Radio.
Great start, wasn't it? It is with much gratitude and love that we welcome you to Ancient Awakenings Prepare for Change. Since it's the first Sunday of the month, we're on Blog Talk Radio, as we are every first Sunday of every month. Continuing with the tradition that our beloved Anne DeHart started, we come here once a month to give non-members a chance to mingle with our energy and see if they resonate with us as a light warrior and a way shower. And if you feel that same pull, if you resonate with us, your soul group, we are pleased to meet you. If you find yourself here, it is because you desire to remember the ancient wisdom we were all so familiar with so long ago. We're gathered here to prepare for our missions. It's time to return to that wisdom. It is time now to awaken to who we truly are. My name is Zoe. I am your call facilitator. And as always, I'm joined by the lovely Pallas Athena Rita, our resident numerologist, astrologist, spiritual counselor, singer, musician, and teacher of many things, including Nisara and common law. Hi, dear.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good to hear your voice.
You too. All right, this is a momentous time right now, a confluence of all things great and small. Today is Sunday, April 1st, 2018. Pesach began Friday. It's Passover. It commemorates God liberating the Jews from slavery in Egypt. How's that for timely? In some areas, today is known as the Great Day. It's Easter, the resurrection. Biblically, the new covenant between God and his people. April Fool's Day. That would be one of the small things, but also great fun. And to be ever so slightly political, we're being asked to boycott YouTube today because of their censorship. You know, that new algorithm that's that cabal-owned social media is shutting down any account that threatens them. So consider the boycott, if you would, please. And one of the really big things that fits in the great category, another serious hit of the wave of love is supposed to be on its way or here at this point. And personally, I just want to see it rolling in. I want to see that massive haboob of rainbow glitter just barreling toward me. I think it is going to be such an incredible kick. All right, well, let's get back to business. Let's talk about remembering. We're all in various stages of remembering the ancient wisdom we all have buried deep within us. That's why we're gravitating toward the natural sciences, the ancient sciences, the true sciences. We are coming to remember the uses of numerology, astrology, healing with light and sound and frequencies, just like we were talking earlier. Also the sacred geometries and the use of crystals, and particularly devoting ourselves to the earth and the cycles of nature. That's why you're hearing voices and seeing things that others don't see and feeling things that others don't feel, because we're remembering. And we are grateful that this knowledge is coming back to us for remembering us, as Deepak used to say. And we are immensely grateful for all the children coming in fully awake, fully remembering, and refusing to accept the old status quo. They are fully equipped and ready to lead us with love and integrity. Thank you for that. And for kids like Valentino, who, you know, you've joined our group, and we are all rooting for you in all the ways we possibly can. So soldier on, guys. So with that, let's get Athena Reed on and have her teach us something. What have you got for us today, dear?
Well, hello, everyone. I love you all. But I have a little something different today, because the one who serves has told us that there will be astrology and numerology taught in the schools in our future. Near future, maybe. So today, I would like to show you how astrology and numerology are hand in hand. Well, today's the first, and we've had a beginning in last October when our first show came on, and it was a number one, which means new beginnings, right? Here we are again at number one. You know, that's no accident. There's no accidents anyway. But James must have been told, or he knew, to have the Blog Talk Radio on the first Sunday of every month. Because look how it turns out. It absolutely, we are going into new beginnings. Well, let me get back to the subject. Well, you know, Aries is in from March the 20th or the 21st to April the 19th. Well, whose birthday was yesterday? I'm dedicating this to Sananda today. He was born here and incarnated here on March the 31st. Well, that makes a four, but that's not what we're into. We're into the sign Aries. Now, Aries is a very, very beginning, which is a one. The beginning of the zodiac starts with Aries and goes around to Pisces, as you know, the 12 signs. Okay, so now Aries represents the ram is what the symbol is. Well, what do we think of a ram? Well, I don't want to go into that because I'm not into the animals right now. But the thing is number one does represent, and Aries is number one, is also attainment, independence, also executive abilities, a good mind, a good leader. Well, what would we say about our brother? He was all that. All right. Now, we have all signs of the zodiac, which we have 12. And each one has a number, which is numerology. And there are lessons that we learn with each sign. And we choose what lesson we wanted to learn when we come down, because there are 12 lessons. I don't know if that just includes all the lessons we have to learn, but there are 12 lessons that we must learn. And that's on, then we get off of the wheel of the 84. Now we have 7 lives in each one of those to learn that lesson. And the number one, we might not learn the lesson. But by the time, if we don't learn it by the half of that 7 times, then it gets harder each life till we wake up and learn that lesson. Well, 7 times 12 is 84. And then we get off of the wheel of the 84, which I think right now, the 144,000, I'm not sure, maybe I could ask the one who serves, has already gone through those lessons and have learned them. But then we came down again now and chose. Now, the Aries, they have a word too. Now, Aries is I am. How about that? I am God. God's name. Well, wouldn't you think that Jesus would choose Aries? And also, the thing that Aries must learn is love. And he came with love. I don't know if Jesus had to learn that when he was growing up. I do not know that. But I have a feeling he already came with that love. He taught us love. He taught us how to be kind to our neighbor. And I say this morning, when this is called the Resurrection Day, well, we're all resurrecting into love. And we want to say this. We honor you, Sananda, for your dedication, for your love that you have shown this earth. And we are also helping, as we know. And I thank everyone for having the ability and the courage that we must have to continue with our missions. And I say salute to Sananda for his love. And so it is. Thank you.
And so it is. Thank you very much, Rita. Always lovely.
Thank you.
So to let you know how this usually works, James will start the meditation. Sananda then steps in and takes over, unless, of course, they yell April Fools and it's somebody else taking over. But after the meditation, we move right into channeled messages. And, of course, our longtime hosts, the ones who started the One Who naming craze, the original One Who Serves. Yay! They'll pick it up right after the other guests to wrap up the messages or reemphasize various points, and then on to our questions. So, Rita, would you like to introduce our guest today?
Our guest is Sananda, Mary Magdalene, and also the one who serves, and channeled through James McCullough.
Very wonderful. Thank you. As most everyone already knows, One Who Serves is a misnomer. This is a group, a collective of ascendants who choose not to be individually identified while dedicating themselves to teaching and guiding us through ascension. However, they hinted at the probability of introducing themselves at the advance. Well, no, actually, they said soon, maybe at the next advance. But that in and of itself speaks volumes, since they wouldn't have even made a suggestion like that if they didn't think everything was going to be progressed far enough by then for an introduction to be on the agenda. So that's
right. Right.
Yeah, wait, no, what did they say? That's a hint, people.
Yeah, a hint.
Oh, and besides the masters who James brings through, as Athena was saying, we now also are being joined on a regular basis by Shoshana via Joanna McConnell. I'm not sure if she's available at this moment. I haven't heard her voice, but okay, thanks. So again, welcome everyone. James, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you, Zoe and then Rita, for a wonderful introduction and for everything that you brought here. I'm going to start the meditation, and then, as usual, Sananda, although in this case it's going to be Yeshua, which is an aspect of Sananda, or Sananda is a higher aspect of Yeshua, and he will take over. He's standing right with me here now, so he's pretty much ready to go. So we're going to start the meditation, so everybody get into a nice, relaxed, comfortable place, sitting, laying down, and begin to get in touch with your breathing. Just begin to breathe evenly and deeply in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just rhythmically and gently focusing on your breathing to let yourself relax, let yourself go. Just take a few deep breaths, and as you breathe in, always remember to just hold it for about 3 seconds before you let it all out. And then once you let it all out, hold it again for about 3 seconds until you take the next breath. Just do this for a few seconds here now. Now, as you're breathing in, breathe in the golden white light and see that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. See it as a golden white light, a bright light, filling your body. And then put all of your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra. And I'm being shown right now, and many of you may have seen this in your past, a picture of Yeshua with that heart right there. It is fourth chakra center, a brilliant, beautiful heart that he's pictured with many times. If not, if you haven't seen that before, just visualize it. Visualize a beautiful heart. At your heart center. And then be aware of the other chakra centers, the three above and the three below. And all seven chakras with the heart center right in the middle being the balance point between the three above and the three below. All seven chakras aligned in all their respective colors. And if the colors seem a little muddy, make them brilliant. Make them, give them higher intensity. So for instance, the third chakra, make it a brilliant sunshine yellow. So on with all the others. And also notice that they're spinning. And if they're spinning rather slowly, speed them up a little bit. Just use your will, your visualization, to speed up the spinning of your chakras. And know that whenever you visualize anything, when you think it, but even especially when you can visualize it, it makes it even more so. Some of you may be also becoming aware of the two chakras below our feet, and the three chakras above our head. They may be rather translucent at this point, not really clear, but they will become more so in the times ahead. As the frequencies continue to rise, these chakras will come on board as well. And we'll have 12 chakras, which will lead to even more after. Now be aware of the galactic central sun. Just follow your visualization all the way up to what you would think of as the galactic central sun. The sun in the center of the galaxy. And from there, an electric blue light shooting down, a pulse of energy, or a column of light shooting down, in, down to the earth, down through the top of your head. See it as an electric blue light shooting down through the top of your head, down your body, into the earth, all the way to the core of the earth, and then shooting back up from the core of the earth, back up through your physical body and back up to the galactic central sun, so that your physical body is anchored now with two pillars of light, two columns of light coming through it, one from above, one from below. So above, so below. And now, just as we always do, rather than going out of your body through your third chakra, which is your astral, or your associated with your astral, you want to go out now through your third eye. So as if you were up in your head now, put your consciousness up in your head and be looking out through your third eye center, through the middle of your forehead, as a doorway or a window out into the world. And let your consciousness now flow out through that doorway, that third eye, out into the room wherever you are. And always to get a sense of perspective of being outside of your body, just simply turn around and see your physical body sitting or laying there. And then begin to float up a little bit so that you're getting a perspective of your physical body falling down below you as you move up now the pillar of light. Whether it's there in your room or here in this room here, but go up the pillar of light that is there. High, high up, and continue to see your physical body falling, falling far down below you now. You can see it right through your house, right through whatever building your physical body is in. Keep going up until you're up above the Earth's atmosphere. And then turn around and see the earth down below. See it in all of its beauty. See the earth now as we see it in its pristine beauty, all of its splendor, all of its grandeur, the beautiful blue planet that all of us are a part of, we are one with. We are one with the planet. We are one with all on the planet. We are the planet. We are the life itself of the planet. Now be aware of the Christ consciousness grid that surrounds the planet. That I have been tasked, my mission has been to send, to filter the light, filter the love coming from the galactic central sun through this grid and down to the planet. I am no longer doing it on my own. Now all of you are a part of this as well. All of you are part of magnifying and filtering this light down to the planet. But now much, much more is coming through. At one time, I had to hold it back. All of the light could not be released to the planet, for it was not yet time. But now is the time. Now is the time to let the light flow. Let it flow through all of the beings here in the solar system, all of the planets, throughout all of the ships. See the light coming from the galactic central sun through all cosmic beings down into each of us here above the earth and out across the Christ consciousness grid that surrounds the earth as a web of energy, a web of light, and then falling down as gentle rain of light and love to the planet, to the surface of the planet. And then once it hits the surface, visualize now this turning into a wave of energy begins to flood across the planet as a tsunami of love, moving across the planet in rainbow colors. And see yourself now in the times ahead. See yourself now on a particular morning where you are going about your every day, but you feel something different. You feel something new is in the air. You not quite know what it is, but it feels different and special. And you're wondering, could this be it? Could this be the day? Just as many of you have wondered many times before. But this particular day, this particular moment, you see this wave moving towards you. You feel it. Many of you see it as a wave of rainbow colors sparkling, moving towards you. And as some that will witness this will shy away, will think it is something ominous, you yourselves, as you have been prepared and acclimating to these energies, you will know what this is. You will know this as the day. You will know this as the moment has finally arrived. And you will feel it move over you and in you. Wash over you. And in that moment, you will feel your Kundalini energy rising. You will feel it starting from the base of your spine as an electricity going up through your body. A feeling of bliss, of joy, of wonderment that you have never felt before, or you do not remember feeling, or long ago. You have felt this. Long ago, many of you were in this every moment of your lives. But now, in this moment, you feel this incredible sense of bliss. But you also know that in this moment, your missions, those that you came here to do, are about ready to begin, if they have not already. For you know that there will be many that will be feeling this experience, but not understanding it. Some even shying away from it, feeling fear well up in them, for it will be as an unknown to them. But there you will be, in all of your righteousness, with all of your love, being ready to share this moment as you are feeling it, and putting at ease all of those that are feeling anything but the bliss. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back back towards your physical form. And as you merge with your physical form, bring this sense of wonderment and oneness, this incredible bliss, back in with you. Let it wash through your physical body now, just as it washed over your astral and your etheric bodies. And allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Yeshua, Jesus, as many of you know. And an aspect of my higher self, my Father, Sananda. For when I spoke of I and my Father are one, this is what I spoke of at that time. At this point, I wish you a happy Easter. But even more than that, ascension. For this is what this moment, this is what these moments are about. Your ascension. I came those thousands of years ago to show you the way, to prepare the way, so that you might one day follow in my footsteps. Which all of you that are listening to this broadcast, listening to my words, and even then reading and resonating to my words at a later time, all of you came here to do this as well. All of you came to show the way, to be the way showers. For that is what each of you are. You are the way showers. You are the ones to come before, to prepare the way for others to follow after, just as I prepared the way for all of you to follow after. But I was only one that did this. Many came before me, and then even many came after me. I was only one to bring the light and love to the planet. But each of you now, as a collective, are doing that and much, much more. For at that time, I showed what was possible, what could be done when you bring your higher God self through you. But I also said, all of these things that I do, so can you do also. For we are all one with the Father connection within us, all one with the Source that moves through us. We, each one, are the light and the love. We, each one, are bringing that light and love back to the planet, back to the collective consciousness. We are all the ones to do this. But as you have heard many times, and I repeat this, we cannot do it without you. Just as you find it difficult to do without us. We are in this together, you and I, brothers and sisters, friends. And many of us have a connection from long ago, either as myself, Yeshua, or as Sananda, or the many others that work through us and with us. We are all here, one now, to bring this about, to bring this plan forward, to bring it to the crescendo that was meant for. We are the ascension. You are the ascension. At that time, long ago, when I hung on the cross, and yes, that really did happen. I was there. I did experience. But know that I did not experience the pain and the suffering as you might think. The only pain and suffering that I felt was the loss, for a brief moment, of the connection with my Father, with my higher self. That was the dark day, the dark night of the soul that you hear of. And my physical body did expire, did die. And 3 days later, I did arise, just as you are arising now, just as you are rising up in frequency and vibration into the higher dimensions, into what would be considered heaven, just as I rose up into those heavenly clouds, which, as you know now, were not clouds but ships, a ship. Just as you are rising up, some, yes, will rise up into the ships. Others of you will remain here on the surface, and many of you will also journey into the inner earth and join once again with all of your brothers and sisters, those of the lost families that you have left behind. But you will meet them again. For it is destined for all of us to come together again as one family, as one light and one love. I am Yeshua, and I leave you now at this time, but always know that I am here with you. I have been here with you, and at a moment's notice, I can always be with you. And always remember that where two or more are gathered in my name, there I will be amongst you. I being the Christ consciousness within you. All my peace and love be with you. Turn this over to my dear Mary now to share with you briefly. Greetings to you all. I am Mary, Mary the Magdalene, Mary Magdalena. And I come to be with you now, to share the love and the light that we all are. To let you know that all is in readiness. All is in preparation for all that is yet to come. You are in those moments now that you have felt for a long time, that you have wondered about from past lives, where you have stood on the shores of the ocean, and you have gazed across those waves, across the vast expanse of the ocean, and you wondered, at a deeper level, you wondered, when will this all come together? When will we all be back together again? For in those moments, you had a glimpse, just a slight glimpse, of what was yet to come, You knew that at one day, at one time in the future, you would be standing on that shore again, or wherever you find yourself, and realize that all those moments that you have wondered in the past, all those times you have wondered, when is it going to be? Now you are standing there. And you are realizing that those moments have arrived. That you have arrived at that time and place where you are once again to realize that you are all one. That we are all one. And as dear Yeshua said, we are all one family. All one family to bring this all together. Those moments where Ashtar has spoken, where Sananda has spoken, of the coming of the ships, the coming of the many contacts that are ahead, what is being called disclosure, is fast upon us now. But what they bring is the light and the love to spread out across the planet through each of you as the conduits, as the messengers of light and love. In those moments where I knelt at my dear Yeshua's feet as he hung upon the cross, and I gazed up into his eyes, and yes, I wept, because I knew that his physical body was expiring, but I also knew that my dear love is going to continue on just as we are all continuing on. And I knew that we would be together again, just as all of you know that we will all be together again. Deep down within you, you have that knowing, that understanding. Just let yourself move out of that illusion that has been created here. The programming. And once you have moved out of that, you will feel the connection again. You will feel the connection of your higher self, the source within you. That is what is ahead for all. I love you all dearly and deeply, more than you can imagine, and more than you can imagine. Many of us have been together before and are coming into a reunion that is much closer than you can believe at this point. I am Mary. And I leave you now in peace and love and send you out across the universe to share the love and the light that you brought here. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here don't need to have any message here. So if you would open up to your questions, we can begin that. Are we ready for that, dear Zoe?
Yes, we are. But if you would let me give a few pointers about the question process, we may be able to fill this up a little bit more quickly. So thank you very much, One Who Serves, and thank you so much, Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. Regarding the process, to get into the queue and ask your question, press 1. That'll raise your hand. I'll call upon you by your area code, but you probably will hear a recorded announcement that says your mic is open. Tell us your name and where you're located. Ask them your question briefly, concisely, and succinctly, remembering that the more specific, the tighter the question is, the better the answer is going to be. And try not to convolute your question with a lot of unnecessary information or talk. After that, you all remember what you're supposed to do? That's right. Press 1 to remove yourself from the queue so you're not confusing me. If you have another question, you're welcome to get back in line. Press 1 to get out, press 1 to get back in. So come on in and let's see what kind of topics we can stir up.
Before you do that, we have two questions that we would like to bring up. James has asked us from the email to address these, and we will do that first, and then you can open up to other questions as well. The first one is a continuation of a question that was asked in the previous week, and that was about the galactic central pulse. And when it has come to the Earth, when it hits here, will it create a physical healing at that point? And we will address that first here. When that pulse comes, when that wave of energy moves across the planet and it moves into each individual, every individual will feel it at a different understanding and a different frequency. And according to their frequency at the time, they will feel this energy. And if there is a malady of a certain kind of illness that is going on, very likely in that moment they will receive a healing. It may not be instantaneous or miraculous as you might think, although it could be. And it could be an instantaneous healing, just as some of you that have attended these advances in the past have received a healing that has occurred. It can be very similar to this because it is all about frequency and rise in consciousness at the time. So there will be, in very many cases as we find it, there will be physical healing that will accompany the emotional and mental healing it also at that point. That is that one question. Then there is another one that speaks of in your time period of 1977, there was a broadcast to the England area through the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, where Vrillion came to address the world at that point in a message from the stars. And it was garbled and was not completely clear, but some of it could be made out. But as the time frame was not certainly not ready for this, it was held back, it was canceled, it was interfered with, and although it did survive in many respects in a somewhat garbled state at times, you can still make out the conversation that came, the one-way conversation, where he was the only one that was speaking. And he gave a message to the world that the times were coming. The times were coming where it was necessary for mankind to begin to raise their consciousness. Of course, we are not using the exact words here, but it was all about raising consciousness and avoiding those things that could come at that time, or later on rather, that would be a part of the consciousness of the old timeline. So at that point, it was an attempt for disclosure, but it was not ready at that point. So it was put on what you call the back burner for some time here. Now bringing you forward to the time frame now. So that is something like almost 50 years ago that this occurred. And now is the moment and the time where what was given at that point is now coming into fruition and can be more fully realized across the planet as the frequencies continue to rise as they are. That is the answer for that. Are there other questions now?
Yes. Let me see. We have 865.
Hello?
865. Yes, hi.
Yes, this is Christine from Knoxville, Tennessee. I want to know if this group or anybody has had contact or heard from Anne DeHart.
The one, Anne DeHart, has moved on. She has passed on. She is with her beloved Sananda on the New Jerusalem at times, not always, but has been there many times. So she has passed on from the physical realm here. But she is very much aware of this group and the process that is happening here and is assisting, you might say, from the other side of the veil at this point. Maybe
yeah,
not
I
what you were expecting to hear, but yes, she has passed on.
No,
and alive and well with us.
I was well aware she was passed on. I was just wondering if anybody had had contact from her since she's passed.
Well, we have, certainly. But we will
okay.
not know so much about the rest of you if anyone has.
Yeah, no, Christine, it's going to be a little hard because of being on Blog Talk. We have to open each line individually. So
okay.
That's probably a better question for next Sunday when we're all together on an open line.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Next question comes from 778.
Hello, this is Nisha from British Columbia, Canada.
Hi, Nisha.
Hi. Hi, one who serves. Thank you so much. It is about a dream this Friday morning, early morning. I was made aware of a device, a three-piece device, kind of piece of diamond, something like that, put in my head. And then it was more dreamlike state, and it was a classroom. We are having a meeting with God, sorry, no offense to anyone, and talking about different subjects and stuff. And at some point, I was in the first row, and he handed in to me three, like, big whole wheat bread, almost kind of 1 inch thick each one. And he was saying the meaning, you keep two and you give one of them. And he kept going in the classroom talking, and he started talking, among other things, about guns, about homeless people. And I burst of cry. I felt so sad for those people. So he ran back to the first row, and he, as fast as he could, put his thumb on my between my eyes to calm me down. And I got the feeling of still being aware about the homeless people and stuff, but I was like more in peace with it. And when I woke up, I started repeating the dream because I didn't want to forget it. So what I got from the device, I saw that it was implanted in my head on the right side. It is, it kept saying, with permission, means it happened with my permission. And I got after that, it's probably in the process of unifying the two hemispheres of the brain, the left and the right one. And as well, the crowning process. And the part that I got from the dream, the classroom with God, is, among other things, is I am asked to keep 2/3 of whatever financial gain I make and donate 1/3 of it. So please, one who serves, any whatever I need to know from this dream, and what Spirit wants me to know at this point. Thank you so much.
We think that you already have received the answer as you woke up from this dream, that you received much of what was imparted to you and you remembered quite a bit of it. But we can tell you that this was not simply what you would consider a dream. It was very real, very a part of your expression at your higher multidimensional self layers here. And you experience this fully, and it is telling you that in your times when you are in this state, that you are attending classrooms, and many of you as well are. This is not only for this one who is bringing this dream forward, but many of you are attending classrooms in your dream state. You are receiving teaching, and some of you are even doing the teaching, you will find. And you are continuing to experience much at your multidimensional selves levels that you also many times do not become aware of as you come out of your dream state and into your waking state. But sometimes you do, and this is an example of one of the times when you did. And all of the experiences and the remembrances that came with this are very accurate as to what was occurring there. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. Other questions here?
Yes. The next one is from 956.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello? Yes. Hi, one who says. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm Pete Andrew from the south of Texas, part of Texas. And my question that I came here today is that I'm experiencing a conundrum of some sort. Earlier, I just had this sensation where my whole, like during my meditation earlier, I had that sensation of like blocks and a lot of stuff, like a lot of turmoil was going on within me that I could not explain. And a lot of situations and things like that were hard to deal with, and to the point where I was asking for help because I know very well that I can't do a lot of the light work alone, in a sense. So I asked for help, and I did receive a healing my question that I'm trying to bring up is there anything that I need to know from my higher self? Pardon if I'm a little bit vague, but I'm maintaining as clearly as I can in a busy place.
It was a little difficult to hear some of your question there. A little bit of it was garbled at times, so we are going to do the best we can with this. You are experiencing much change in your life. And as you are doing these meditations, you are finding that there is, as we believe you said, a block that is there, and or what you call the conundrum. And you are finding this because there is a part of you that is attempting to hold back, a part of your ego center, you might say, that is holding you back from these various experiences that are happening at this point. Hold, please. There is a dog here. Hold, please. Apologize to everyone. Hold on just a second. My dog got into the picture here. I'll be right back. Come on. Get down.
Okay, Andrew, I'm sorry, but I had muted you for the time being because
that was hilarious.
Yeah, so they just brought it in, but yeah, he'll be right back. He'll be back in a minute.
More joy in the room brings a lot of positive vibration. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. But hold on.
Okay. All right. I'm back. I have to get back into it in a second. I apologize to everybody. That was my two huskies that came up and wanted to be a part of the whole process here. Just a second. Let me get back into it. That doesn't happen too often, but every once in a while.
I'll re-ask my question.
I've blocked them off for now, though, so okay. Very good. Now we are back here, and we can continue with this. It is, as we were saying, there seems to be a block from your past lives that is holding you back from these types of experiences, because you have, in times past, you had utilized these types of abilities, and you had great abilities where you could do what might be called miraculous or magical things in the past. And it led you into a sense of your ego at that point, where you moved into somewhat of the dark state within yourself. And that is what is occurring here, is your ego center protecting you or trying to protect you from the same thing happening again. So it is making it difficult for you to move into a meditative state, because when you are able to do so in the past time, you were able to do much more than simply do a meditation and have wonderful visualization abilities. You were able to manifest what you were visualizing. And if you could do that in moving to a dark state within yourself, then that is what is protecting you, attempting to protect you from this occurring once again. So in order to move past this, you must continue to ask for guidance and help to come within you, and you can eventually move through this block that is there. But you must continue to work at it and do it as you feel necessary, as you feel the guidance come over you. Ask for protection always. Always have the light. That is important, not only for this one that is asking this question, but for all. Always have the light with you. This is why James and anyone else that does these guided meditations utilizes the light. It is very important here, because those of the dark side cannot interfere with the light. They cannot move through the light. If the light is there, it is a barrier to them. Okay? You understand this?
Yes. I was going to ask a small question with the question. Is that all right with everyone?
It's difficult to understand what you are saying right now.
He's asking if he can ask another question.
Yeah.
We would appreciate it if first you would allow for others to ask their questions, and if there is time, we can come back.
Okay. Andrew, step out of the queue by pressing 1, and then you can press 1 again to get back in. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right, next is 970.
Yes, hello. Oh, thank you for taking my call. This is Barbara in Colorado. I would very much, I've had a situation happen, a couple of them, that I would like your feedback on. On early morning of February 6th, on my 64th birthday, I had a heart attack. And it was interesting because this voice woke me up two times as I was sleeping to wake up. And actually this voice, I felt, was possibly my father, who also passed when he was 64, which got me to the hospital in time for them to treat me. Then a week later, I was walking in the snow to the grocery store, and my foot buckled under, and I fractured my ankle. So that was like a week to the day in February. So since then, it's like I've been in between two worlds in a way. I feel a sense of peace, but I just want to sleep and sleep. And I have no desire or ability to get back to my sales work. I just feel like I'm kind of hovering in a place. And since then, I do still feel pains in my solar plexus and heart-mind area, and also have had for a long time just pain in my joints and everything. So could you please let me know, is this ascension symptoms or what I can do to just feel guided in whatever this is and to the best of for my health and my well-being?
You are certainly feeling what we call the ascension symptoms. And they're going to continue for many of you for a little bit of time, but eventually they will pass and you will no longer have to deal with this. And certainly when the ascension wave, the galactic pulse comes to the planet, what is called the event or the changeover, when that comes, then all of this will be simply in your memories. You will not have to worry about this as far as falling and fracturing your ankle or your leg or whatever it might be. Those things will not happen anymore as you are moving closer and closer to the ascension, to your own individual ascension. You see, though, there is not only the individual ascension, but there is a collective ascension as well. So always know that, again, all of this is a process, and you are all part of this great orchestration. So even though you are having some of these things occur now, of heart problems and all of this, we can tell you that it is all part of the ascension process that you are going through now. And it will find a completion at some point here. Cannot tell you exactly when or how, but it is coming. You will feel much more free. And as you were saying, also, you are in between two worlds. Many of you are in between two worlds at this point. Many of you are in your three-dimensional consciousness, going about your daily lives, doing your jobs, and having your relationships, and all of this. And all of this is wonderful. There is nothing wrong with this. So do not think that. Never feel any guilt about it. But whenever you can, and this is the important thing, whenever you can, whenever you feel the guidance, move into the higher vibrations at that point. Let go of the 3D world. Do not become enmeshed in it as you have in the past, in all of the programming. It is time to leave that programming behind more and more and more and find yourself in the higher vibrations, in the higher dimensional frequencies of the higher fourth and even into the fifth dimension. And as you continue to do this, everything will take care of itself. We promise you, we promise, promise, promise you that everything is going to turn out wonderfully. For all of you.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to ask one more thing, is that so my heart, my physical heart, there's nothing to be concerned about. And then the other part of it is, just to let go of the 3D, fearing that if I don't keep working, which is just so hard for me because I'm just wanting to sleep and be, that all will be taken care of?
That is correct. Let go of, certainly let go of all fear. And once
okay.
you have let go of all fear, you also at that point let go of all pain and suffering. For fear leads to pain and suffering in your three-dimensional physical illusion and all of the programming here. So let go of all of that. As to your heart itself, we are not in the process of doing a medical analysis or anything of this nature. So for that, you would need to look to your higher guidance within yourself and find the answer to that. Always look within to find the answer. If you feel a guidance to go to your doctors and this type of thing, do so. But always know that it is best to go to a more of a naturopathic doctor, one who practices the ancient knowledge, rather than the ones who work with the allopathic type of medicine. Although in some cases where there is an emergency type of situation, even the allopathic route can be beneficial in the moment, but not over a long period of time.
Thank you so, so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Next up is International.
Hello, the one who serves. This is Ria, Vina. Hello,
yes.
How are you?
Yes, you're wonderful.
Hey.
As always. Your question?
Sending love. I want to ask a question about my little boy, Mateus. He's 3 and a half, nearly 4. And recently he's been saying about his friend called Lenny. And I'm really trying my hardest to see Lenny and to speak to Lenny, but I'm not getting much at the moment. And I want to know is Lenny a spirit guide, his higher self, or an elemental? I'm just trying to figure out who Lenny is, but it's so cute. It's so amazing. So, yes, that is my question. Do you know who Lenny is?
Yes, Lenny is an elemental of the Vedic evolution. And he is there to help guide your little one for a time. And then at a certain point, when he has moved through the need to have this particular type of guidance, he will move to another one. It is very important, though, for you to allow for his imagination, what you might think is his imagination, but it's not. It is real. But allow for it to be there. Even sit with him and Lenny at the table and maybe even make a place for him. This would be wonderful to this little one here. Associate that he is real, even if you do not necessarily believe he is real, because you are not seeing him. But he is real. He is a part of the expression that Matea has brought in here. That's what we can tell you at this point.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, no, you know I believe. I want to communicate. So I want to communicate with Lenny and just trying to raise my vibration a little bit more so I can communicate with Lenny. But I know he sits with us and he's been in the car and it's just so cute. He's been at the dinner table and he lies in bed with Mateus and it's just so beautiful. My little boy can sense this wonderful vibration of love around him. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and so I can explain to my older son now who Lenny is because Valentino really wants to know is why he's really intrigued and we're so happy and we invite Lenny with unconditional love. Blessings and thank you.
Very good, yes.
Thanks, Rhea. Next is 714. And it's not opening. Hold on a minute. Seven one four.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Raynell. I'm in Arizona. This is my first time. I've just learned about you today, so I'm very happy to be here. I have a question about a recent dream that I had. I haven't had dreams for quite a while, and so this one just popped in all of a sudden, and there I was teaching a rather large group, and I was very animated and pointed pieces of information. I was almost urgency to get across to people. Things like, do you know who you are? Do you know the power you possess? Why do you settle for less? Step up to you. It was that kind of urgency. What kind of thoughts do you allow your mind to rest upon? And I just wanted to understand more about this dream, its meaning for me. And are my guides working with me now for something in particular? Thank you.
Absolutely. And it goes back to what we were saying earlier in terms of dream state and how they are real and you are experiencing a classroom type of situation at times where you are either the student or at times you are the teacher. And this is showing you that it is very real. It is happening in your multidimensional experience during your dream state. It is not simply what you would call a figment of your imagination or anything of this nature. It is your imagination, but it is real as an imagining. That is the difference here. So you are experiencing what you are doing, you might say, at your higher multidimensional self state here. That is what you are actually doing. You are teaching. You are a teacher at that level. And at times you can remember it, but mostly, most of you, we would say, are not yet at the point where you are remembering all of your dreams, just parts of them, and sometimes not even at all as you come back. But that is going to change for many of you, if not all of you. It is going to change, and you are going to experiencing, as a matter of fact, we are getting here that you, all of you now, are going to experience more of your dreams, and you are going to remember more, and they are going to become much more vivid for many of you as we find it here. So get ready for this. It is coming. It's going to, you are even going to remember at times where you came from in other civilizations, other systems that you come from. Some of this will come back to you. It has already been doing that, but you are going to begin to remember this as you wake from your dream state. Okay?
Yeah. And so is this dream specifically pointing to a purpose in this lifetime?
It is pointing to a connection, we would say, to what you were experiencing there and what is coming for you in the times ahead here. Yes, it is a connection. I cannot say exactly what it is at this point, but there is a strong connection or association here, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next is 337. 337.
Yes, this is Peter in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's wonderful to be here. I'm honored to participate in this. I have a question about channelers. How is it that one person channeling one guide and another person channeling the same guide, let's say Saint Germain, they give different information? For instance, Zora in a recent podcast said that Sananda didn't die on the cross. He just lowered his metabolism. And Sananda just said that he did die. So can you, my main question is how do we discern, and I know it's a discerning process, but how do we discern the truth?
That is exactly the process, though. You use your discernment. This is why much of this is happening in this way through the various sources and the various channeled experiences that are occurring. Always remember that they are being filtered through the consciousness that they are coming through. So that is always a part of the process. They are never 100%. Sometimes they are not even 80 or 90%. See, you must understand that as it comes filtered through the various consciousness, including this one that we speak through now, there is always that consciousness of the one that comes through here. So one that has grown up, you might say, through their earlier years and been programmed into various religious understandings and things of this nature would tend to filter or bring the information through differently than another one that did not have that programming, you see. Now, that is not to say that one is better than the other or anything of this nature. It is up to you, as the information comes to you through these various sources, to use the discernment, to look within yourself, feel within yourself. If it resonates to you, then go with it. It really does not matter when it comes right all down to it, does not matter whether he did or he did not die on the cross. That is not the issue here. The issue is what occurred after, and the entire ascension process and showing the way, as he spoke of earlier here. This is what he came to do, and this is what all of you have come to do as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
We have to ask you here now, are there, how many more questions are there there?
Several. Now, let me see. It appears we just lost a couple, so there's two left.
And we will do two more, and then we will be ready to release channel.
Very good. All right, 778, you're open.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hello. This is Nijia again. So my question is about the asking for help from our guides from spirit. It seems to me that sometimes I feel like I already did the ascension process, and please, spirit, you know what I need, you know what I want, just bring it in to me. And other sides, I will like feel or perceive myself as not worthy, because it's not true that we're not worthy, but sometimes we perceive it as it is. So how can you please, one who serves, help to help us to have more courage to ask for help from spirit, from guides, from the angels? Thank you.
First of all, never feel as you are unworthy. Do not ever let that come into your being, for that is not the case for any of you. There is never that, just simply do as we do. As we look at you and feel your vibration, we feel only the light and love within you. We do not experience anything else but the light and the love within you. So know that that is all that matters as you continue on here. Everything, again, is coming together just as it needs to be, and you are in the right place at the right time, in the right moment, and ready there to continue to be of service to all that you come in contact with. There was another part of your question, though. What was that again?
Yeah, it is that I feel like I already went through the ascension process. I already did it. It feels like I'm doing the same thing again. And I will say, I call it sometimes, it's kind of spiritual arrogance. Like, okay, I already went through all of this. Now, spirit, you know what I need. You know what I want.
just bring it in. So, yeah.
You have experienced ascension before. Many of you, most of you, if not all of you, have experienced the ascension process in other times, places, systems, galaxies, all of this that you came from previously. You have been there, done that, as you would say. At this time, you are going through the process here, and it may not be exactly as you may want it to be or as fast as you want it to be, but you always must understand that it is exactly the way it needs to be and in divine timing here. Divine timing as a collective and divine timing for you as an individual. So your guides, those who work with you, which in many cases are those of us, the Ascended Masters, the Galactics, the Agarthans, all of those are working through you and with all of you here. You do not have what you would call the more mundane guides that the rest of the population have. You are, and it's not to put you onto the pedestal or anything of this nature, but you are special in terms of being part of the 144,000 that came here and has come together again as old souls reuniting here to bring this whole process forward, to bring the light and the love forward. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Yes, and the final question here
comes from Area 307.
Hello, One Who Serves. This is Karen in Wyoming. And my question is, probably about a year ago, I asked you about my smoking addiction and wanting to quit. And you had told me to just do it. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened, and I've been able to reduce the amount that I smoke, but it's greatly affecting my health and limiting now what I'm able to do. And I'm just wondering, is there any information you can give me that would help me release the last piece or pieces of this addiction?
What we are finding is that this particular addiction has followed you from past lives here, and it is a pattern that has been created. And it is something that you feel at a deeper level that you need to have. This is why it may have been difficult for you to stop. The first thing is to have the intention that you really want to stop. Once you have that intention, you can bring that about. Many have shown that this is the case here. But for you specifically, as we are finding it from a past life experience, you are finding this addiction that has followed you, again, as a pattern into this life. And you feel like at times with the stress raises that you need to have that cigarette. So it is an emotional attachment here, more than even the physical attachment. If it was only the physical attachment, you could be able to stop it pretty quickly. But because there is this emotional attachment and attachment from past life patterns here, this is what is holding you here. So now, with that understanding, it is important for you, again, to have the intention, certainly what you want to do. And then we would suggest to take it a step further now and find what you would call a hypnotherapist that can assist you in this. Have you done this before?
I have tried over the years several times, and it didn't work, but it may work now, but it just wasn't successful.
You have not found the right one. It is important for you to ask for guidance here to lead you to the right one here, the one who can not only use the hypnotherapy in this respect, but also to be working with energy as well. This is the need here, to work with energy from past lives here, that it can bring you back to this lifetime that we are speaking of. If you can associate at that past life pattern, find the source of it, then you can let it go at that level, and then it will be gone. And then your intention in this lifetime now will be enough. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Karen. All right,
we are ready now to release channel. And we also wish you a happy Easter at this point, or though more of a happy Ascension, because this is what it is all about. This is why you are all here in this lifetime. This is why you have come back and are participating in this Ancient Awakenings group here, because this is what you came here to do. And you came here to not only go through your own individual ascension process, but to help as many as you can through the process as well. You are here to become those to be of service rather than only service to self. This is the difference from the three-dimensional illusion to the higher vibrations, to become of service to others as much as you possibly can and wherever the opportunity arises. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, thank you so much. And thank you all for joining us today. We see and feel your light always. And the beautiful energy we all bring is what makes this work as well as it does. So to join us, please visit www.meetup.com/ancient-awakenings to sign up. RSVP there to attend next Sunday's group meetings in person or by phone. And also you'll find information there on the next advance that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Our website is www.ancientawakenings.org. And as we established last month, you can basically search any network for Ancient Awakenings and find us. So we're on Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you need to narrow it down, try Ancient Awakenings, prepare for change, like here on Blog Talk Radio. That's how we're listed. So check out the website, though, for the archives of Sunday call recordings and transcriptions. And I always recommend you go if you're new to the subject or to the group. As it turns out, all this time I've been giving out an old Facebook address and nobody told me, Errol. I'm teasing. So look for our page at ancientawakenings.org. And don't forget to let James know if you can volunteer to translate the calls into another language, remembering that this too is part of a light warrior's work. Simply directing people to the call or the website is a great service. And the Ascendants have been imploring us lately that the time is now for us to step forward and to help others awaken to the light in any way we can. So that's all I've got. James, jump in any time. And this was a long one. We did good.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Rita, for everything that you did for this. And thank you, everybody that asked questions and, you know, even just listened in. It's all important that we all come together as a group, as a family. And, you know, as many times you hear that we've all been brought back together again. If you ever have a chance, go on the website, the meetup website, and scroll down and look at the words that are in there. The old soul, wherein we return as one together, seeking thy light, serving thy light, knowing thy light, making known thy handprint within the earth where thou hast placed thy sacred seal within man's heart, where he would open, where he would know, remembrance forever. That is the calling of all of us coming back together again. It is also listed there in the mother tongue. I won't go into that right now, but we have done that at the advances before, and I believe we'll probably be working with that again this next advance, maybe even more so than we have in the past. Because those words, or even more importantly, the vibration that goes with those words is very, very important to all of us today. So I want to thank everybody for being a part with us here, and I hope this Easter Sunday was special for you, and I hope you continue to join us each Sunday. If you're only here on Blog Talk Radio and you're not one of a member of Ancient Awakenings, as Zoe said, I encourage you to become a member. Not only do you have a chance then to ask personal questions each Sunday if you want to of the one who serves, but you're a part of the bigger family here, the bigger soul group that we all are. So that's all I've got. I don't know if anybody else will. Everybody's closed off, so I.
Right. Yeah.
That's all we can say. Okay. But I want to thank again everybody for being here, and we'll see you next Sunday at our regular 11 o'clock time. And again, the PIN number, if you have not received the PIN number, then you need to email me directly at Jim McConn, so JimMcConn at gmail.com. And I will send you the PIN number, but first you have to be a member of Ancient Awakenings. So always know that in order to have the access information to be with us on Sundays, you do have to have the you have to be a member of Ancient Awakenings. Okay, that's it.
James, did you say that we don't have to change his PIN number till just before the advance, right?
That is correct. The week of the advance, I'll be sending out the new PIN number to everybody that's RSVP'd for the advance. And, of course, those of you that are here in person, I'll give you the PIN number while you're here in person as well.
Thank you.
Great. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Zoe.
Goodbye, James. Everyone else,
bye-bye.
We appreciate your life. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I got a bucket, got a bucket for the sunshine. I got a